Now, this is a, an individual who has visited us before. His spouse is well known to us, and I'm really very happy to see him reading. It's Al Neslinger, A 3-Minute Bread Knife Story.
Knife stories that are popular are amusing. This one may disappoint you if that's what you expect. It's about 3 minutes that changed my life. 3 minutes that left me with a 7-year-old boy that lives 1 inch behind my breastbone. Most of my waking hours are spent keeping him asleep, giving him the respite that I am routinely denied. If he wakes up and cries, he cries with shrieks of inconsolable terror and confusion. I can quiet him with stories of times that we shared that were free of betrayal, coercion, and the terror that comes with disasters that proceed with the mindless ferocity of a tornado. Those 3 minutes began after a terrible day that had exhausted both me and my mother, a single mother supporting a 7-year-old child during World War II housing restrictions that forbade staying in transient housing for more than 2 weeks. It was a terrifying circumstance for both of us. We had run out of our allotted time, and there were no hotel rooms available in our neighborhood. I had been stubbornly disobedient at school that day, and my mother had endured a scathing teacher-parent meeting that afternoon. She was seething with rage. Our hotel room had a sign inside the door that forbade keeping food in the room, so our carton of milk was secreted on the outside windowsill where the winter cold would keep it from spoiling. Our box of Cheerios and a jar of peanut butter was under our clothes in a chest of drawers, along with a loaf of bread and a serrated bread knife. My mother took out the knife and locked herself in the bathroom. She shouted through the door that she was going to cut her throat and die. I screamed, "No, no, don't do that, Mommy. Open the door, open the door." I heard a guttural, gargling sound that froze me with terror. What happened to that 7-year-old boy in that World War II hotel room during a 1944 Chicago snowstorm? He went into rescue mode. He gave up pulling on the locked bathroom door. He yelled that he was going to the hotel office to get help. As soon as his mother heard the locked chain on the hall door disconnect, she opened the bathroom door and said, with the knife in her hand, "Will you be a good boy now?" He stared at her without speaking. His frantic panting stopped. His juvenile comprehension was sufficient to realize that some unwritten rule had been grossly violated. He would never trust or believe his mother again. The center of his tiny family had dissolved into the morass of his mother's schizophrenia, a morass he would slowly learn how to wade through. That 7-year-old boy is sleeping right now. He trusts me to take care of him. He understands that he is a helpless passenger in a vehicle he cannot control, but whose driver truly cares for him. He will find permanent peace someday, and I'm well prepared to help him with that difficult transition, too.
Wow.
Bravo, Alan.